This recording, England 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Liverpool's a city that attracts a lot of attention. Its people tend to be quite outgoing, and they also tend to have quite a lot of get up and go. It's also a city that's been through a lot of difficulties over the last 30 years. And before, really, but in particular the last 30 years, very high unemployment, and because of that a lot of Liverpoolians have travelled to other parts of the country to find work. There's also been a lot of bad press about the city. People have an image that is perpetuated by the media, really, of the way that the people of Liverpool are and who they are. One of the biggest stereotypes, I would say, is of the comedian or like the chirpy chappy that kind of comes along and entertains. And you find, like, when you travel away, as I did when I first moved away, people kind of want to stick you in a cage and prod you with a stick so you'll entertain them with jokes or whatever. One of the things that like feeds into that is the different expressions that we have. We do have lots of different ways of saying things that people find odd or find amusing. We don't say things straightforwardly, really. We tend to find an image for it, a metaphor or whatever. Somebody who's on their own is on the bill or is a Billy No Mates. Somebody who, I don't know, lots of things. All those sorts of things.